This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we spent some time on sharing with you concerning the young protesters who were surrounding the police cars in an attempt to free riders who were being arrested for breaking the law. And I knew we were on to something, and we're going to expound, and we're going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept from yesterday's show, and I'm going to actually read a letter from one of these young people that is trying to figure out what's going on with the older generation. And for those that have ears to hear and those that have eyes to see, I'm telling you what, you're going to love this show. Because for those that take responsibility, you're on the right track, just so you understand. Read Proverbs 1 when you get a moment. Furthermore, when we get up to that, we're going to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll get to that during the second segment, and we're also going to play some audio for you in just a moment here. I want you to know that when I'm doing the radio program, folks, and when I'm shooting scripture off from the heart, because the Holy Ghost is the great remembrancer. He brings all things to remembrance. Everything that we want to talk about on this radio program, I want our conversation to be led by the Holy Ghost, that it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, our conversation to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm in Philippians, and now also going over to Psalm 50, that he would lead our conversation right to show us his salvation, liberation from bondage. Well, what happens when you obey? Well, you don't go to jail. What happens when you disobey? Well, you're incarcerated. You get in trouble. That's natural law, and that's also spiritual law. So I want to make sure that we're always speaking in a direction, making reference to the Word of God. And again, when I'm shooting from the hip and from the heart, a better way of saying it, friends, it's what's coming to my memory concerning the topic in which I'm talking about. And I want you to know that when I'm saying these things, also keep in mind, Jesus said in the book of 1 Corinthians, he said that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned. He always taught in parables. So when I'm shooting it from the heart, go to that scripture reference, because that's what he's bringing to me at that particular time. And in saying so, friends, it's only to solidify not only the natural lesson, but also the spiritual lesson. So without belaboring that, friends, let's go ahead and jump over to this audio that we just received. This is coming out of from the East Coast. I believe it was in New York just yesterday. I received this morning. I want you to hear it because, again, it solidifies the things that we have been talking about, that Hillary Clinton does not have the support in any sense of the word, friends. What you're seeing and what you're hearing are a bunch of useful idiots, namely the up-and-coming friends, that are protesting. And keep in mind as well, friends, a lot of these young people that are protesters, they're illegals, so they shouldn't be here in the first place. So I want you to hear this only to, again, solidify my point that she does not have the support. Everything that's taking place right now is all bought and paid for. And by the way, I didn't say that, friends. Trump campaign manager calls on the Democrats to tell the paid protesters to cut it out. And again, only solidifying what we've been talking about. And this is what I try to share with the people. Listen, when we're onto something, just hold up. There's going to be confirmation shortly thereafter. And we constantly get it here at the Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But I want you to listen to this audio real quick and we'll pick it up from there. Again, listen to the voter fraud and how it's all fraudulent from the East Coast to the West Coast.
These are the five boroughs: Staten Island results, Manhattan results, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens. All of these votes are placed in a black box. This black box is an unaccountable, untestable, privately run software from the two companies that you have hired to count our votes. So when the votes come out of this black box, they do not reflect the New York City or the national votes. In 22 primaries, the votes have shifted in 20 of them. The exit polling data in New York State shifted 12%. A shift of 2% is fraud, according to the U.S. State Department. So that's what we've seen across the country. One minute left. Richard Charnin, a mathematician, has been studying election data for years.
Directly into the mic. We can hear you.
Can you hear me? I'm glad you can hear me.
I'll cut it off.
So only the developers can see the software. Only the hired contractors can see the software. It's a completely untransparent process. This software is stealing votes. I have 30 seconds. All I can say is this country can't survive much more of your kind of democracy. Thank you.
Hey, folks, first of all, again, they're talking about a democracy. Though we are a constitutional republic, we operate democratically within, through the people, but we're still ruled by law, and that not of men. Okay, so therefore, we're not a democracy. This man was protesting along with the community, City Hall. He was protesting those that were actually rigging the elections. So therefore, every Clinton victory was voter fraud, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, the second cycle. Okay, every Clinton victory was voter fraud, as I said, because she does not have the support. Well, who are all these protesters? These are the illegals that are protesting because they don't want the rule of law. They want a criminal in the likes and in the image of the unconstitutional sodomite criminal foreign agent that you've tolerated over the last year in this country. So only to further solidify where we're at on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, you just heard for yourself the voter fraud, and that just being in the New York City area, friends, in the state of New York. Okay? It was all fraud, and it's all fraud. It's all bought and paid for, what you're seeing through the protest. And furthermore, friends, also keep in mind, when you take a look at this protest, keep in mind who's behind it. The other guy that you tolerate named George Soros, and rest assured, friends, there's many more of them, because there's a whole lot of people in this country that are willing to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver to give it over unto another daughter of Belial, that would be Satan, named Hillary Clinton. And so, therefore, friends, we need to wake up to what's going on. And by the way, I also wanted to highlight, while I got in a little extra time here, did you know that dead fish Rahm Emanuel, the mob head over in Chicago, did you know that he just said to illegal aliens after Trump win, Chicago is your home. You are always welcome here. Philadelphia is doing the same thing, and so is San Francisco. Forget about the dead people that are killed off by these illegal aliens that are being allured in by the likes of criminals like Rahm Emanuel. But did you also know that it violates two federal laws? In other words, these individuals can not only be impeached, they can be indicted, and they can go to prison for up to 10 years for harboring friends illegally and alluring them into their cities.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We just wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean. Got a lot of traffic. Folks, a lot of collaboration going on with folks across the country that understand that to maintain their freedoms, it takes eternal vigilance, which is the price of liberty. Thomas Jefferson rightly said that. And if you'd like to check it out, go again over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Or you can go over to my Twitter account for, again, what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let's say it in unison. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today. Who are these protesters? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I got off on this yesterday because for those that have been listening, we have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public high schools. We've done two Christian schools out of all the high schools that we've done in 24 different states, actually 25 different states now. And in saying that, I'm a little protective of the up-and-coming because I've seen over and over and over again what the younger generation has been subjected to. And what is that? Well, they've been subjected to everything and protected from absolutely nothing. And you're beginning to see that. And why am I saying that? Because just yesterday we got off on the topic of these young protesters who were surrounding police cars in an attempt to free rioters who were being arrested. This is your responsibility. These are your kids. If you say nay, I'll tell you what, just go ahead and turn the channel right now. Save yourself a whole lot of conviction, my friend, because we are our brother's keeper. The fulfillment of God's moral law is to love your neighbor as yourself. And yes, we are responsible for one another. And why wouldn't we want to be responsible for one another? Furthermore, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of a world that leaves to its children. Let me say it again. The ultimate test of a moral, upright, God-fearing society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. I didn't see where that statement brought up, leave them to a dictator wannabe by the name of Barack Hussein Obama, leave them to the federal government illegally to indoctrinate them through Common Core or No Child Left Unindoctrinated or something called International Baccalaureate. I didn't hear where the Word of God told us or tells us, friends, to go ahead and drop them off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by some lunatic leftist whack, as you would call them, friends, that don't know the difference between the left hand and the right hand. And I can speak out of everything I'm telling you today, once again, and over the last 15 years, out of experience. Because if I step outside of that, friends, then I'm playing the hypocrite just like everybody else is, and I don't want any part of it. David said, I know more than the ancients. Why? Because I keep the testimonies of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. And furthermore, going back to my point, friends, I was one of those kids. I was the welfare kid that was dropped off at the public school. I was the welfare kid, folks, that was being indoctrinated while they were lying about what was in science and while they were lying about what was in our history books. I was a part of that. And I knew exactly, and I understand all the more today as to why I completely rejected that system. Because there's no truth in it whatsoever. And that's exactly what these young people are crying out for. What is riot, America? Let me ask you that. Riot is the voice of the unheard. I'm not justifying lawless actions in any sense of the word, nor am I talking about illegals that are protesting. They have no business whatsoever being here, okay? I'm talking about our children, those that have a right to be here, those that have been crying out to their parents to pay attention to what's really going on. Because, folks, I remember one particular school I did in Pensacola, Florida. And while I was doing that particular high school, the hypocrisy was second to none, let me tell you. There was five churches around this one high school that I did in Pensacola, Florida. These kids were trying to figure out where the love in demonstration really was when it came to their pastors, who have no business leading anybody. Folks, they have to learn to lead themselves, right, as they follow the Christ. But if they don't do that, it shows you who they're not following. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. They're trying to figure out where the love is from their pastors. They're told that they're loved so much, but they're thrown in a cesspool 5 days a week of indoctrination. And furthermore, you know it's indoctrination, America, and yet you allow it. They're trying to figure out where the love is coming from their parents when they're the ones told to get up and get into school. And furthermore, they would drop them off at the school. I mean, you want to talk about hypocrisy? We're talking about 86% of those that drop their kids off at public schools are professed Christians. They're conservatives and or patriots. They're supposed to be one and the same. I guess they have three different definitions now. But the point is, look at the hypocrisy. I mean, the hypocrisy is over the top. And the younger generation, they're sick and tired of your hypocrisy, America. They're sick and tired of it. And if you're one of those that has taken responsibility by raising up your own children, well, then you know we're on the same side here. Because you have to ask the question, how is it that you feel within yourself that it's the moral and it's the upright thing to do before God concerning your responsibility, your children, to drop them off every day of the week, 5 days a week out of the seven, every one of the 5 days that they are to go to school, how you justify having someone else raise up your kid, all the while knowing what you're dealing with? The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What is it that you've left your children up to this point, America? A bunch of lawless, God-hating kids. The older generation, you're despised before your kids. You're completely despised in so many different ways. And if that's not the truth, are they going in the way that you did train them up? In the ways of the Lord? Because if they are, then praise God. You're one of the very far and few between that has done your job. And don't sit there and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel as you attempt to justify why you have your kid in a public school in the first place. And I'm saying two different things here. And for those that say, well, my kids are pretty good, don't you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel where you justify the things you know that they're not supposed to do, but the reason they do it is because they see you do it. I want to tell you what. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and it will fall to both your lot. I want my kids to see the Christ. I don't want them to see Daddy get in the way. And I pray that every day. Lord, in spite of me, use me for your glory. In spite of me, let my kids only see the Christ. In spite of me, let them follow you. And by the way, at home, that doesn't excuse me from the things that I know that I do wrong. And I want to tell you this, America. I pray also that the Lord would, Lord, I thank you that thy word is hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. I don't overlook secret faults. I say, Lord, cleanse me from my faults, my secret faults, all the more my known faults. I don't act in accordance with what I know is wrong. I walk in the light that God has given me. Because if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. In the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son cleanseth us from all sins. So what I'm trying to tell you, friends, is I live my life accordingly in front of my kids the same way I do behind closed doors. And the way that I want when I ask the Lord that I might walk in the light of his countenance, I want to walk in the light of his countenance because I care more about his presence than I do anybody or anything else. And very far and few between do I have to turn around and say, I shouldn't have done that. I just told my son this morning, the one that produces the show, just being transparent with you, I'd yelled at him wrongfully. It was his other brother. And I showed obeisance to him. I bowed to him and I said, forgive thou me. And because I don't want my kid, if he knows, or my kids, if they know that they're wrong about something, to be too far above themselves to actually tell somebody they're sorry for what they did was wrong. We don't want that there, folks. And you may say that's nitpicky. It's not. Because when I'm gone, they're going to reflect everything Daddy was. And again, what I want them to see is the Christ. And I want to show them that I asked for more grace and I responded to the grace given unto me that I might keep his commandments better. I don't want excuses. I pray that I might be perfected. And that's exactly what we should all be doing. We don't need to be offering our sons and our daughters excuses, friends. We need to stand up and lead the way as we follow the Christ. It's that simple. Again, 1 Corinthians 11:1 teaches us that. And we're not to emulate darkness. We're to emulate the God in which we follow in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Okay, so let's get to this, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Again, this week, young protesters were surrounding police cars in an attempt to free rioters who were being arrested. Now, folks, I know that the media backed, bought, and paid for, keep in mind, rioting taking place in many cases is the voice of the unheard, as I just shared with you during the first segment. Yet this is not what we are dealing with in this country. We are dealing with those who are illegal, unruly, and unworthy to even be a part of this country, friends. They have no business being here. And many of these little communists simply want to rule the roost by the law when they don't even know the law, 1 Timothy 1:7. And they also, they, for a better way of saying it, friends, they simply want to be a law unto themselves, Acts 23, verse 3. When in fact, they haven't disciplined themselves to know what is right and what is wrong. I mean, these people that are protesting, friends, again, keep in mind, and we've talked about this so much, they believe that we're a democracy. They believe that if they shout and they violate law, they're going to overthrow law, which, by the way, is Barack Hussein Obama's wish. Because this is what dictators do. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, I warned that the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, who is continuously, friends, adding gas to the fire that he has incited by emulating the tyrant and dictator Mao Zedong. And if you remember rightly, if you studied history, Mao in his state of rebellion overthrew the Republic of China by reaching into the younger generations and teaching them that they were a democracy just like today. Only take from the haves, which are you, America, and give to the have-nots. And these protesters are the young people who have been given to a federal government to illegally indoctrinate them through No Child Left Behind, Common Core, and International Baccalaureate. As again, friends, as I highlighted during the first segment. And the school system from which these protesters have graduated is corrupt from the top to the bottom. Oh, P.S., did you also know that over 700,000 students that graduate every year in this country? Over 700,000. Listen carefully. Over 700,000 students that graduate every year in this country, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. How do you justify that? I mean, the National Education Association has made the young an open prey by subjecting them to everything and protecting them from nothing. Students are given over to the caucus, to the sodomites, as well as transgender caucuses and indoctrination. As I said earlier, friends, they're being taught false history and science. I heard a teacher particularly highlight that to me at one assembly in Wisconsin. It was a principal that told me that. And if you read what former Education Secretary under Ronald Reagan said, William Bennett, he said in America today, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get. And this is all happening because 86% of the American people that call themselves Christians, patriots, or conservatives are the ones responsible for dropping their kids off at the front door of a public school that should not exist in the first place. Read Proverbs 22:6. And all the while, the cowardly professors in the church stood down, Psalm 78, because they didn't want to judge what God commanded them to do. Isaiah 59, verse 14. They continually strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel by removing the law, Romans 3:20, Galatians 3:24, and then teaching a false grace as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, which ends with hate rather than love, Psalm 109, verse 4, and hell rather than heaven, Psalm 9, 16, and 17. Namely, thou shalt not kill, Deuteronomy 5, 17. And out of their own mouths, this is what you're going to want to hear today, friends. This is a letter written, and I posted this 10 years ago. No, you know what, friends? I think it was more than that, more like 15 years ago. This is a girl named Marcy Musgrove, and it was in the editorial section of the Dallas Morning News. She said, listen carefully, this is coming from one of them young people that I warned you would come if we didn't take heed to what they were crying out for. I want you to listen to her heart because she's right on. This is what Marcy said. Generation Next has some questions. I'm a member of the up-and-coming generation, the one after Generation X that has yet to be given a name. She said, so far it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of generation and calling us Generation Next, and I believe I know why. Marcy said, the older generations are hoping that we will just mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way they won't have to explain why my generation has had to experience so much pain and heartache. Marcy asked the question, what heartache, you say? Don't you know that we have grown up in a time of great prosperity? We've been told that, she said. Yeah, we know that. Believe me, it's been drilled into our heads since birth. And unfortunately, the pain and hurt I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You have tried for years to buy us happiness, but it is only temporary. Money isn't the answer, and it's time for people to begin admitting their guilt for failing my generation, said this young lady. She said, I will admit that I wasn't planning on writing this. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. She said, but after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Let me tell you this, said Marcy. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. We all have questions. We all want explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are not. I'm sorry. She said we are more appropriately Generation Y. Now listen carefully because she talks to the parents. Why did most of you lie when you made the vow of till death do us part? she asked the question, why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce really is better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriend or girlfriend than with your own children? Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by your own mother or father? Why do you look on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their own children? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? And why is work more important than your family? Marcy asks, why is money regarded as more important than relationship? Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to a 10 minute conversation at each meal? Why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects than we really need? Why does your work in the form of a cell phone, laptop, or a computer always come with us on vacation? Why have you neglected to teach us values and morals? Why haven't you lived moral lives that we can model our own after? Marcy asked the older generation. Why isn't Christianity and religion one of the most important words in our household? Why do you play God when it comes to abortion? Why don't you have enough faith in us to teach us abstinence rather than safe sex? Marcy asks, why do you allow us to watch violent movies but expect us to maintain some type of childlike innocence? Why do you allow us to spend unlimited amounts of time on the internet but still are shocked about our knowledge of how to build bombs, said Marcy? Why are you so afraid to tell us no sometimes? And why is it so hard for you to realize that school shootings and other violent juvenile behavior results from a lack of your attention, older generation, more than anything else, said Marcy Musgrave. Call us Generation Next if you want to, but I think you'll be surprised at how we fail to fit into your neat little category. These questions should and will be asked of the generation that has failed us. This was written, folks, right after Columbine. Have you been paying attention to their cries? Because, folks, as I shared with you before, the Lord is going to get your attention one way or another. Either you're going to train them up in the ways that they should go so when they're old they will not depart from it, or you're going to allow corruption in government to do so for you. And they're going to take them and they're going to raise them up in a direction, friends, that you're not going to want them to take them. This is what I have been warning. This is, by the way, this is the reason, understanding everything she said, and believe me, a lot more, this is exactly why I took on the mantle of responding to our posterity, friends, who again have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Because the young people in this country, they don't need a trophy when they disobey. They need real love, and friends, to be quite honest with you, they need the chastisements of the Lord through their parents to show them how much you really do love them. Oftentimes, I see kids respond to their parents in a way that just blows me away. I would have zero tolerance for the way some people, and I know Disney loves to show the kids talking back to the parents and really ruling the roost when it comes to their parents. Well, you see this all across the boards. And it reminds me of when my little boy was in my lap at one point, friends. He was 2.5 years old and he had a dirty diaper. He wet his pants is what he did. And he was on my leg and we were driving around Lake Harriet in the state of Minnesota. And I asked this girl, because I wanted her to know that I wasn't the one that peed my pants, to pull over on the side of the road so I could change his diaper. And what I did is I told my little boy, 2.5 years old, who I love with my whole heart, outside of God and secondarily to my Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, that I took him and I set him down on the side of the road and I told him, you listen to Daddy and you obey, you stand right there until I get out of the car. My little boy that day disobeyed me, my beautiful little 2.5-year-old boy with the diaper on, disobeyed Daddy, he ran behind the car and he ran right in front of a van. I'll bring the resolve on the other side. Taking a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just telling you the story, friends, of my little 2.5-year-old boy, beautiful little man, who was sitting on my lap and he wet himself and we were driving around Lake Harriet in Minnesota. And interestingly enough, I pulled over on the side of the road because I wanted to change his diapers, of course. And I told him, now you listen to daddy, you don't disobey me. And what he did is he thought it'd be cute to go ahead and disobey me. And what he did is he ran away from me and he ran right behind the car that we were in and he ran right in front of a van. And, I've told this story all across the country because I tell people, oftentimes do you feel like you were kind of getting backhanded, like someone is smacking your butt really hard? Like someone is reproving you or correcting you or instructing you in the ways of righteousness? Well, so did my little boy, but he didn't want to listen. See, and what happened is that van that just about hit my little boy stopped about 2.5 inches away from killing my little boy. What I did is I went over, I picked him up, and I spanked his little butt. Because the Bible says that he who withholds the rod hates his son. I don't hate my kid. I love my kid. And I want him to understand the moral of the story. And what is the moral of the story? When God tells us no, he tells us no for a reason, and it's for our own good. And if we don't want to listen to the first time, the second van, friends, might not stop. These young people that are being raised up, as I said earlier, they don't need trophies for disobeying. They need some love, and they need some hard love. And the people across the boards in this country need to tell their children no and begin to keep the commandments of God. I just read the book of Proverbs chapter 1, 2, and 3, and 4 last night, and it's all of that. And this is King Solomon telling us how to be raised up and how he was raised up by King David. And who raised up King David? Well, his father, Jesse. And who raised up him all the way back to Adam? Well, God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's interesting. Going back to one of the points that I was making during the last segment, you know, I tell my kids oftentimes, what would you do if you had a little boy? And all of a sudden, he started going out and playing out in the middle of the street, and you told him not to do that. What would you do? Well, my little boy, he said back to me, he goes, well, I'd probably spank his butt. Exactly. And I asked the question, well, why would you do that? Well, because I love him, and I don't want him to get hurt. See, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19 that by the commandments, thy servant is warned. So when the Lord says, thou shalt not, because, hey, keep in mind, friends, the law is the fulfilling of law. And we have been taught in this country over the last 60 years, folks, a spirit of Antichrist is across this nation in the pulpits. They're anti-cross. They're disobedient. They teach a false grace. They teach that which is antithetical to the Holy Ghost, the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The whole message of Jesus, again, friends, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But see, what they've been doing, friends, is the spirit of Antichrist in the professed churches across the states in the United States of America, have been teaching contrary to Scripture. And it's time that we get it right. I mean, if my little boy knows that I do what I do because I love him, well, he's going to raise up his children that way, and he's going to govern himself before God. Teaching him the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness, right? And going back to what I was telling you concerning the churches, friends, it's not love withholding the truth. Love tells the truth. Because you need to keep in mind that truth makes men free. His name is Jesus Christ, John 14, 6. But again, friends, we hear much of law, and we hear much of love, and doing away with the law in a negative connotation, friends. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. The commandment, holy, just, and good. Friends, we need to put it into perspective. The law is good. We're the ones that need Jesus Christ, and when we see our sin, we go to the cross. The law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. You don't have this going on in this country anymore. You have them talking about a love according to man's reprobate state rather than Christ's risen state. And again, King David said in Psalm 109, friends, I was hated for my love. Jesus said, this is my commandment in John 15, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because he is holy, he is righteous, good, and true. That is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. And carnal men don't like that. But again, the Lord's servants aren't asking for permission to demonstrate love. And love is an action, we understand that. And so is faith. But folks, I want to go back to the point that I was making with the church. They have separated law and love in their absolute reprobate, ignorant state. You don't separate law from love. I'm to love the Lord thy God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And secondly, I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself. And it tells us in 1 John that we are to love God, and then we love our brethren. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And what is the love of God? In the keeping of his commandments, and we know that his commandments are not grievous. But on the other hand, to lower the law dims the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. They're giving trophies to the young people that are not looking for another handout. They're looking for real love, and it's for us to do that. Folks, you don't separate law from love. God gave his law because he loves. Listen to me carefully. You don't separate law from love. I mean, hey, folks, do we have law, and I'm talking about common law in the United States of America, because government hates, or because government loves? a police officer that obeys and enforces the laws of his government, does he love his government? Does he love his people? Of course he does. So what does he do? He enforces the law out of love. And where does that love come from? It comes from our Father. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Folks, without belaboring that point, I want you to listen to me carefully one more time. You don't separate law and love. Again, God gave law because he loves. And I am so sick and tired of uneducated, biblically illiterate idiots, fools, literally, folks, that try to separate the two. You just don't do that. And I'm not name-calling, friends. I can go a little bit harsher. Jesus used some choice words when he was damning people to hell in Matthew 23 to those that didn't have ears to hear and didn't have eyes to see. I mean, this all reminds me of Grandma Rocks. One evening, a grandson, let's take it back 60 years so we can understand what Grandma and Grandpa understood in this country. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools and the computer age and, well, just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a moment. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together, and every family had a father and a mother until I was 25 years old. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, which they don't have, computer datings, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our own actions. Serving your country was a privilege and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember, Grandma said, any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee, they were unheard of, said Grandma. We had 5 to 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. Now, you could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents. In my day, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullabies. And aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in the hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed to be married to have a baby. And no wonder why people called the older generation, I'm talking about 60 years, and that which preceded, old and confused. And they say that there's a generation gap. Hey friends, how old do you think Grandma Rocks was? Well, she would be 78 years old today. Folks, let's go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. We love you by what we do, talking 23. See ya.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.